Exclusive: Iowa AG Brenna Byrd, Trump's the candidate who can fire Biden and win our country back. By Nick Gilbertson on October 19, 2023. Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd, R. believes that former President Donald Trump will win the Iowa caucuses and the Republican presidential nomination, asserting he is the GOP candidate who can beat President Joe Biden in 2024. Byrd, who endorsed Trump at a campaign event in Adel, Iowa, on Monday, told Breitbart News via an exclusive phone interview on Wednesday that she is supporting the 45th president because she believes he is the one who can fire Biden and win our country back. Drawing on her interactions with voters in the Hawkeye state, she said they are focused on electing someone who will deliver on their promises, adding that President Trump has done that. He led the economy. He secured our southern border. He fought for Iowa farmers, and he kept America strong in the world, Byrd, a Dallas County native, said. Those are all issues that I hear about from the grassroots in Iowa. And that's a sharp contrast to Biden's failed leadership. The attorney general predicted that Trump will win the Iowa caucuses, emphasizing that he is very popular in Iowa, and she said she believes ultimately that he will get the nomination. I'm supporting him because I think at a time like this, especially when we see the terrorism against Israel, we need a strong leader, and we all need to unite behind President Trump, who will defeat Biden and who will lead our country and get our country back, quite frankly, she explained. Watch, Joe Biden's helping Israel now, but his weak policies led to war. At the campaign event on Tuesday, she contended Hamas's attack on Israel, which killed some 1,400 Israelis, per the Associated Press, and wounded thousands more, never would have happened when Donald Trump was president. Trump is dominating the polls nationally and in Iowa, the site of the first Republican caucuses in the nation, which is less than 100 days away. In one GOP caucus poll from Civics and Iowa State University last week, he took 55% of the support, placing him 38 points ahead of his nearest competitor, Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL. In an Emerson College poll published Friday, he led Biden 44% to 34%. Breitbart News asked the attorney general for her perspective on the four criminal indictments brought against Trump and the timing of the indictments, with all of them coming within 5 months of one another. Well, as a prosecutor, I know that politics has no place in prosecutions, that's just wrong, she emphasized. It undermines the rule of law. It undermines our Constitution, our democratic election process, and our country deserves a lot better than that. Notably, two indictments were brought at the state level, one in Georgia and another in New York, while President Joe Biden and Attorney General Merrick Garland's Justice Department have pursued the other two. Trump praised Byrd on stage at the Dallas County Fairgrounds as a highly respected politician following her endorsement on Tuesday. Wow, thank you very much, and this is, by the way, one of the truly most respected people in all of politics beyond your state, beyond anywhere, so I just want to thank you, Trump told supporters in Adel. That was really a wonderful thing to endorse me.